KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag tube stopping again. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and check our EchoLink stations. Hey, good evening. KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick down there in Rome, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus. He's in Newland, North Carolina. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon, he's in Hendersonville. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, she's in Hendersonville as well. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there at Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he is in Liberty. I appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, get me checked in there, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard and Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I hope everything's going well. I hope you got that porch built up there. If you have, maybe you can get started on me one. Anyway, it's always good to hear you calling the net, Gary. Back to the net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Yeah, Richard, I got it all done. My son came over and helped me finish putting the roof up and got that all done. Now all I got to do is paint. That's another thing I don't particularly care for, but I'll get that done as well. But it's, as far as the building goes, all the building is done. I hope you get yours done as well. All righty, let's see. That's all my Echo Link stations and all my pre-nets, so we'll go over to the RF section, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and also KO4QLG, that's Chad and Chris, on the range tonight in Pickens. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
For DUS, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both being negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Hill, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC, Matt West in Granville County, V Name and Native, 73 to you and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Yeah, 4DLS. Everybody on the net, please check in N4NLR, November 4th. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Julie Dindy Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Check in now, Jerry. Good evening.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to that fine group. Starting off with KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad. He's over there on the range at Pickens. And he brings along his cousin, KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris. He's over there at Pickens. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Chris we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. If I know you was over there working on the range, I'd come over and help you. I got in your way once. But anyway, y'all take care. Have a good time out there. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont, and Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. And she's down in Wareshoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's over there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. And WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, I recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Joy, please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, and hello to Chris and Chad.
Nate Holm from Morphos.
Hey Gary, this is Witness 4 Romeo Mike Charlie, SW4RMC, Brian in Tacoa, and I have the
wonderful pleasure of bringing along my dad, who just passed in technician. That is Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Oscar Yankee KR4DOY. David, also in Tacoma, will both be negative negative 73. Appreciate you calling that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Ditcher KK4 SMB Dale, located in the metropolis of Ellenboro. Good evening, Gary, and tell Joy we said it tonight. Thank you.
4DOS Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Build and trap him. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Hey Gary, this is Brad in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Whiskey 4, Sierra, Bravo X-ray, and I'll stick around for the reg 2.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And W4RMX. Is that Ryan over in Tacoma? Ryan, did I get your call right?
RMC, Romeo Mike Charlie.
I couldn't read my own writing here, young man. It didn't look right, and that's the reason I ask you. But we do, I got you there, and then you're bringing along your dad. KR4DOY. That's Mr. David. They're both down there in Tacoma. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you are doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad Dunner in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Here I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, on the net. Negative, negative. And do be sure and tell Miss Georgia we say hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy, Stephen. KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Let's go over here now and move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Making it. Please check in. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda in Asheville.
KI4DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS. And Gary, please check in WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Randy, you sounded really good there, young man. You're solid into the repeater and all that. I was told that you moved your antenna. You got all that finished?
KLW? Yes, I did. And what I done with this one was put it up 4 more feet. And just by doing that, I can now get into the repeater.
That's absolutely fantastic, Randy. But you're sounding good down here. Looking forward to seeing y'all up there at the Ham Fest here in a little bit. If everything goes well, we will be there with bells on. Over.
I appreciate everybody that makes the trip up here. Looking forward to putting it on. KI4VOW.
I'll take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Also, I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And WB4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR. Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joey Elise not to hello.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Patrick, I don't remember if I told you to say hello to Miss Elise or not, but please tell Miss Elise that Joy and I said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Twirl me negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And Joe, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far, so congratulations. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Well, let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. Eddie Simpsonville will be hanging around over.
KOS. Gary in the net. This is KC4SKD. Your neighbor over here in Easley. And also KG4AHS. It's Rhonda. Please check us in and out tonight. Gary, hope you're doing well. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we say hello. KC4SKD, clear.
Wes? Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4 DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, Ornette Control. Hey Gary, please check in. KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, I'm in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to our elder, W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie Denner in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers in 9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie, down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we all said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. And you got me there, young man. I appreciate that. That was cool. But do appreciate you being with us, and you take care. I hope you are having a wonderful evening. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. There we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We are thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like? Well, I got somebody that's got something for the swap net. I'll go and grab him anymore. K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Edmond. Walt, what have you got for the swap net this evening here, young man?
Not here.
72B tubes in it, new rocker switches and LED lights, and you would like $700 for it, correct so far?
That's right, it's an
811H. I got that corrected, and I think I wrote 811H down there, but my H looked like an A. Anyway, I got it corrected. It's a 811H, as in hotel, for $700. And it's got the new, brand new tubes in it, and the new rocker switches and LED lights, and it has not been on the air since you did all that work on it, correct?
And
When you get ready to put the other stuff on, you just let me know and we'll take care of that. You know that is not a problem. But we appreciate you listing that on here this evening. Does anyone need any fills on this Ameritron 811H? That's an HF amplifier that Walt just listed. Right now, Walt, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this amplifier. If you don't mind, let me know. And that way, we can take it off the SwapNet book. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, Gary, this is W4FBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville. I had one time placed an ad for a ham clock for like $75. It's still available, but I've been out of town for about 2 months, so I didn't know if you still had it on there or not.
That's the Innovato, right?
Repeat that.
I said that's an Innovato world clock, right?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I couldn't think of the name of it. Yeah, that's correct.
We'll be reading that off in just a few minutes. So anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Let's see here. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone for ICOM rigs. Heil made this especially for the ICOM rigs. It's a boom mic that comes complete with the boom, the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam windsock, the cable, the microphone. All you need to do is just hook it up. He said it works really well with the 7300s, and he said it, but it's made for the ICOM rigs. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. Hook it up to your computer, and it shows you the gray line and all kinds of neat information. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65 dual band HT. He said it's new in the box and they would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for the top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. He said if you've got a 989 that you're willing to part with, they might consider buying the whole thing, but it just needs a top cover. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He said it cost him $1,400 brand new. He said to make an offer on it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. He has three new matched 811A tubes. He said that new, they cost $150. He said to make him an offer on them. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW antenna tuner. He said to make it, he said it cost new, it was $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fails? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a VGC VRN 7500. That's a Bluetooth radio. You hook it up to an app on your phone. all kinds of different stuff. It is a 2 meter 440. It is dual band. And he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Cup is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. It's a HF transceiver. They would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Cup is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply. This power supply is 220 volt power supply. He said it's brand new. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Palstar antenna tuner. He didn't give me the model number on that, and I haven't heard him on the radio to ask him. But he would like $1,200 for this Palstar antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. Comes with a top hat, a 6 foot stinger, and a truck mount. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is looking for, kind of fellow looking for a someone to fix his MFJ-994C automatic antenna tuner. He says he pushes the power switch and it don't do nothing. But he's looking for someone to repair his MFJ-994C antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron SS18. That's a switching power supply. It's 15 amp continuous, 18 amp peak power supply. It's a switching power supply. It looks and works as new, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the swap net book tonight, folks. Is for sale. It's a roof mount tower. It's about 12 to 15 feet tall. This thing is made to mount on the peak of your roof, and then it'll go up another 12 to 15 feet. It has a rotator plate, so you can put a rotator in it. He said it's got some steel in it, but mostly it's aluminum. The steel would be the steps where you can climb up on it to work on your rotator or whatnot. And he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate that as well as those that listed items. We appreciate that. And if you listed an item, if you don't mind, let me know when you sell to find these items or whatnot. If you'll let me know, I'll keep my book straight. 12 additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, this is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo, Kilo India. Check and Rock Hill. Check me and please in and out.
With KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well. Sounding good down this way. Any others all the way through the alphabet before start on rec, you call KI4DOS. Number one listed for rec you tonight, that's Mr. Brad, W4SBX, down there in Simpsonville. Brad, what have you been up to other than not being at home?
I've been up in New Hampshire for a little while, about 2 months. But I wanted to say, I'm new to ham radio, but I've got some antennas I need to get up. I've got a J-pole I need to put up, and then I've also got a telescope and pole I'd like to replace or put up in place of a vertical 10-meter rig. But I don't know anybody that can help me. If you know anybody that will be willing to help me, I'd be glad to pay them for their efforts.
That'd be arranged. I wouldn't mind coming down and helping you a little bit. I know there's a couple others that have a little time on their hands that wouldn't mind it as well. I have to get in touch with them, but when would be a good time to come down to your place and help you get those up there?
Currently, I'm not back at work until probably Tuesday this week, but normally I'm off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday every week. So I will say this, that I have got an Ed Bong antenna for GMRS already up, but it's cemented in the ground, so I was kind of wanting to put the J-pole there and then put the telescope pole up somewhere else, but somebody with more experience might be able to simplify this if they look at it.
Well, that would be a problem as long as you've got the coax and, you know, the feed line and stuff to go with it. But that's not that big a problem as far as that goes. Gosh, I have to sit back and count how many antennas I've got here at the house. I've had quite a number of folks help me with mine, putting them up and taking them down and putting them back up and all kinds of stuff. But I don't think it would be hard just to get a couple of people down there. You know, just have like a little antenna party. You put up some antennas and change things around the way you want them. Like I said, I'd be willing to help with no, that's not a problem. As long as I don't have a doctor's appointment on that day, which normally I don't have many doctor's appointments, which is a good thing. I'm glad of that. But my wife has a few doctor's appointments, so I had to kind of work around those. But other than that, I'm retired, and it shouldn't be a problem getting down to Simpsonville.
Oh, that would be excellent, Gary. I'd appreciate it, and definitely take care of your health and your wife's health first. I don't want you to go out of your way for it. But I'm good on QRZ if you want to get my phone number from there, or if you want to get it now. But I have got a lot of new stuff that I bought as a new ham that I ain't even hooked up yet, like an automatic antenna tuner. May not need it, but would be nice to have somebody with some experience to come over here, especially with the antennas, because I know I can't do it by myself. But I appreciate that, Gary. W4SDX.
I'll check around and call a couple of people that enjoy playing with antennas and see what I can find out and what I can come up with. Get a couple of guys together and try to give you a call here in the next couple of days. Say you're off till next Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I normally work Tuesday through Friday, but I don't have to go back until Tuesday. I've been off work for a little while.
I understand that. You need to take a little time off every once in a while, whether you need it or not, whether you think you need it or not. Get you out of the workplace a little bit. But I knew I hadn't heard you up much on the radio. I didn't know you'd been to New Hampshire, but I hope you enjoyed it up there. That's one of the few states that I have not been in. I have not been in Maine, New Hampshire, or Vermont, and that's on the East Coast, and I haven't been in North or South Dakota. But I'm either driving a truck or being in the military. I've been in all the rest of
them. I actually was up there about a year and a half ago, and I joined a club up there, Granite State Amateur Radio Society. And when I was up there visiting, I got to go to my first club meeting with them. And one of my friends up there, M1JUR, he has a podcast on YouTube. So I did get to play a little radio up there when I was visiting, but I only had a couple HTs with me. That's all I had. But last time I had bought an HF rig and from a N1JUR, and that was my first HF contact, so I was very excited.
Not a bit in the world. I can remember my first HF contact, and it was just an absolute thrill when I made that contact. And of course, I've made more than one since then, and haven't been on HF a whole lot lately. I got to get back in here and get back on the radios a little more instead of letting them sit here collecting dust.
I'm as amazed when I come back home from the last time from visiting up out there, I had like 10 or 12 QSL cards. Now I've got over 100, which I was amazed. But yeah, it's so exciting. But one thing that's eluding me is Oceania and Asia. And if I get them two, I'll have worked off continents.
Those in a timely fashion. I don't do any contesting, such as that. But when I first started in, getting HF contacts, my wife did the logging for me. And while she was at that, she had the computer turned around, and if I made a contact, she'd pull them up on QRZ and print out a little map of the area, or what countries they were in, and kind of mark their hometown in the country and that sort of thing, which was really neat. I got a book over here that she started, and we were in there one night. I was talking to a guy in Moscow that I had talked to on several different occasions, and my wife got aggravated. She didn't get mad, she just got a little aggravated, and turned the computer around and said, "Here, you do your own logging. If I can't talk to him, I'm not going to do any more logging." So that was the end of my book. I hadn't done any more on that since she quit, but she did. It was real nice. It's nice. I still got it sitting over here on the shelf. But it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not a contester myself either, but I do get on the radio during contest weekends, and that's how I've been able to get in there and get some good HF contacts. But I don't know if maybe if I get a certain antenna or point it a certain way, maybe I can just go ahead and get Oceania and Asia out of off my list, I guess.
That helps get it oriented to where it's pointed in that direction. One of my favorite contacts, and I made this mobile. I've got a little 480 HX in my pickup with a screwdriver antenna. I was talking to a guy on 2 meters, and I was on my way to work one morning, and he said, "Antarctica is on such and such a frequency." And I said, "Well, wait just a minute. Let me see if I can get him." And so I turned it on and tuned the antenna real quick. Threw my call out one time, and the guy came back to me from Antarctica. And I was mobile. I thought that was pretty neat in itself. I'd never talked that far on my HF mobile. Yeah, but since then I have. But at that time, that was a real novelty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just a little short time, about 2 days ago, two nights ago, I was flipping through my DS cluster on the computer, and it looked like there was some, Australia contacts. Let me drop. And I was listening to this one guy, and it wasn't real clear, but he was in Australia. And he was contacting the guy. He said he was doing the long path. And they were talking about how cool it was to do the long path. And I tried to get him, but I think it was just a little too weak for me to get him. But it is very interesting. You get to talk that far.
It's a lot of fun. I had a guy check in with me. He was on Echolink one night. He was from New Zealand. And when I was in the military, I'd gone to New Zealand, and he and I were discussing a couple of little places over there that I was had been to visit. And one of them was not far from his home, so we kind of enjoyed our conversation. But like I said, he was on Echolink, and I thought that was pretty good on 2 meters to talk to New Zealand. but he's been back in and out of here two or three times over the years. I hadn't heard him in several years now, but not on 2 meters, I'll put it that way. And that was a pretty neat contact. But, oh, gosh, it's so much fun. You get in here and you get started and you start making some good contacts. And I had several different people that I talked to over in Europe come back, and I talked to them several different times on phone, and made a couple of contacts with them on CW. And, then they come back, and they call me by name and say, Gary, how are you doing? When are you coming to, so-and-so, wherever? And I said, well, I don't know that I'll ever get across the pond again, but if I ever get that way, I'll look you up. And so they said, not a problem, but it is. It's a whole lot of fun, and I enjoy it.
We wish I had the money to travel like some of these guys do, but still on one of them cool DX expeditions, but maybe one day, we never know. But what branch of service was you in there, Gary?
I was in the Air Navy. I flew and worked on the P-3 at Ryan Subhunter.
Well, roger that. Thanks for your service. I was in the Marine Corps 90 to 96, but nothing good. The little ammunition technician.
There you go, KO4QLG, check in with me. I'm sure he is a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And I pick at him all the time, and he picks at me. You know, he said, I'm just a taxi driver. I carried them where they wanted to go, or where they not didn't want to go. I told him Marines were like a bunch of bananas. They all started out green, turned yellow, and died in bunches.
I heard that one, but I hear a lot of jokes, but yeah, I always appreciate military veterans, and this Memorial Day passed, and I'm glad that I got into ham radio, because I meet so many interesting folks on here, whether they were military or not, but it's a great hobby.
U.S. and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Brad, I tell you, thank you for your service as well. While I got that on my mind, I didn't say that a while ago. We pick it back and forth at each other. And old Chad, KO4NUE, he was in the Army. And I had three brother-in-laws. All three of those were in the Army. Two of them were, made a career out of it. And the other one stayed in for, I don't know how long Robert was in. He was in about 8 years, I think, before he got out. And, he got a civilian job, but... Boy, family get-togethers, I was the only Navy person in the bunch. So, I caught it coming, going, and the sideways. And two of those brother-in-laws are passed away now, and I miss both of them. And, they were the ones, two of them were in the Army and made careers out of it. And George Earl was the oldest. He was a ham. KD4JDW was his call, and Gene was not a ham, but he liked playing with his CB radios and stuff. He drove a truck when he got out, and we had a lot in common, but can't beat it.
Question for you, Gary. W4SBX for ID, but are you a member of the Brawlers Amateur Radio Club? Oh, okay. I guess I could look at the website, but I would like to attend a meeting. I hadn't been able to recently, but I need to look on there and try to put a face with a name, go to a meeting with you guys one night. And I understand there's a winter, or not a winter, field day coming up, and a ham fest coming up, and I need to get the details on all that.
I don't have the details right here in front of me. The club meetings are the first Monday of each month at 940 Grove Road. That's at the old Red Cross. Well, it's not the old Red Cross building. It is the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road. It's right across the street from the Veterans Hospital, which is right down the street from Prisma Hospital Complex. It's on the same road as Prisma is, and starts at, I think, I don't remember if it starts 7:30. I think it starts about 7:30, if memory serves. And if I'm wrong, somebody can come in there and correct me. But go to brars.cc. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's webpage. And you can get all that information off of there. The Ham Fest coming up is, there'll be one coming up in, it's right up there at Waynesville, North Carolina. It's not that far. And they put on a pretty decent little Ham Fest. You can go up there and meet a lot of nice folks. And, I've got the dates written down. I'll see if I can find them real quick.